The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
So we come into the Siren studio and we find tinsel on the microphones and what I thought was a dead cat by the phonic device. It's all right, it's only sleep or else frozen in perpetuity. Never mind, that's the way we celebrate Christmas in Lincoln. I can tell you it's nice to see, Cameron Tilbury, that you're looking glowing with that fine Jolia Tilbury in a festive thing. Is the weather really like that in Nashville at present?
No, actually they're saying by this weekend we're going to be up about 23 degrees. It's been in the, you know, about 10, 12, 14 degrees.
Well, you know, 23 degrees, I suppose we can cope with that. Ross Ironfield, making your debut on the whole production in your capacity for two more English days as the marketing officer for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre before you go to Salford.
That's correct, yeah.
Exactly.
It's gone very quick.
Well, you know, that's life, you see, in so many ways. We've got a whole heap of other sets of to actually work through. But you are privileged to actually experience what I defined on the breakfast show this morning with Jeff and Ian as probably the strangest and strangely most wonderful tune I've ever heard. O sole mio, but done with a Latin beat when I was speaking to Phil Leonis only yesterday via a Skype call. It should have actually lasted about 45, 50 minutes. In the end, lasted about 1 hour, 55 minutes due to lines going down, etc. Skype, what a wonderful thing it is. We're chatting about the sort of magic that Cameron brings to bear. And when I actually first heard this particular one, it's outrageous, I can say so. Dinner jackets at the ready. Cameron, take it away. It's not Puerto Rico, it's Cuba, isn't it?
It is. This band, they're Cuban-American, and I keep calling them Quattroporte, like the car, but it's not. They're called Quarta Prodigia, and it looks like Quarta Prodigia, but if you say it correctly, which I very rarely do.
Blame it on the line, Cameron. Prodigia. Blame it on the line. It's a dodgy line, that's all. It sounded good. Yeah,
okay,
very good.
Yeah. All right. Yes, Quarta Prodigia. They are originally from Cuba. They now base themselves out of Miami. They've played, they've traveled to Mexico, Spain, Italy. And what they're doing is a little different. They're taking traditional classical and opera songs, and they put them to a Latin urban beat. They're calling it urban opera. Check them out. This is Quarta Prodigia on Siren FM.
Fantastic. Oh, and indeed, even Andrew David, our managing editor, popped in to say he had an uncontrollable urge for a seasonal ice cream. Ross, you managed to whiz around to actually see the Facebook page that was actually defining these three fine fellows and one young lady who probably performed very well at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, don't you think?
Yeah, very nice looking chaps as well.
Very nice. I see, yes. That move wasn't actually just Ross's digestive system, it was Ed actually moving the microphone forcibly on air, so he wasn't off microphone, etc. Gabriella, what did you make of the tune this week?
I quite liked it. It was a little different, like, genres, I would say, stuck together, very jazzy. I enjoyed it, Cameron.
It's good stuff from that point of view. Ed, are you still recovering?
It's not the notes that you're dealt in life, it's the way you play them. That's what they say. That's what David Thomas says. We'll ask him about that later, but yeah, good.
You might think that that's the only musical strange experience we've had. No, no, no. I can reveal we'll be playing Penny Evans' Christmas tune in this show as well. Yeah, I think she's dressed back well. Hello, Penny. Happy birthday to Nikki Wells. I think it is Nikki Wells' birthday
today. Yeah, I wished her a happy birthday yesterday, so that was incorrect.
Yeah, so did I, actually. Mind you, I wished her a happy birthday about 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually. She has, a bit like the Queen, lots of birthdays. Would you like to wish her a happy birthday, Cameron?
Yes, we will. Happy birthday, Nikki. We've got on your Facebook page, and you're probably out drunk celebrating someplace.
Well, there we are. It's not good, it's not bigot, it's not clever. That's the important thing as far as the whole thing's concerned. So, Cameron, in the new year, we can reveal exciting moments. So we will be having an alternate scenario with Michelle Monroe, where at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, we'll be having some country music as well. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. We'll be doing that. And And our UK office that's in London will be joining the show here and there.
On 9 o'clock on Thursday. Exactly, that's 9 a.m. as well. Yes, it's just it's fantastic. It just gets better and better in every sense of the word, really, here on Siren 107.3 FM. I noticed that next week they've got a thing called Winter Solstice on. I presume that's when they get the Druids in and they have all sorts of pagan ceremonies taking place in the studio. It's all right, I don't mind. We have these wonderful shields now, which are microphone shields, which look more like tennis bats, really. I hope they're getting this on... On webcam, if we are on webcam, I think we are. I don't know whether we are or not. We'll have a look at that. We'll wave if we are. We'll wave if we're not. We're that sort of person. Any questions for Cameron from yourself, Gabriella?
So what are your plans for the new year?
The new year, we're hoping to be working with some pretty interesting people, and I can't really tell you more about that yet, but we've got some interesting things on the go. So.
It's truly wonderful and strangely exciting. Tom Stevens has actually just sent in a little message to say Merry Christmas. Well, Andy, no, Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition. I am enjoying the show. Tom, well done. And actually, for once... grammatically, totally correct. It's amazing. He must be inebriated. Never mind. It's true. You know, if you knew Tom like me, fantastic show, but goodness me, if you actually wanted to have some sort of sense out of the email, goodness me, you might as well get Secret Rosetta Stone. The last two questions for Cameron Tilbury are what, Ed Wellman?
They would be, Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
It has surpassed reasonable. Yes, it has.
That's very, very good. And so I take it that we can't connect next week or the week after, but hopefully the week after that, all back to normal for 2014.
We'll be speaking to you back next year, yeah.
January the 8th, yes, all being well.
Just another winter's day.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Hurrah, hurrah, and triple hurrah. How are you, Anna Lewis?
Fine. It's a rainy, horrible, miserable day in St Helier today,
as ever.
I'm afraid.
It's that kind of optimism that we missed last week, Anna. You know, the positivity that's around. You know, a bit of tinsel around. Well, you'd be pleased to know that Katie Grimmison was right in her prediction re Tiffany Freeman. Straight on. And also right about her, the fact that Gabriella is much more professional. It's sorted through. So Gabriella Peralta is with us.
Hi.
Indeed is Ross Ironfield, who's making his debut on the production as a studio guest. And, of course, we have Ed Wellman as well. Anna, the news, the local news and such like stuff. You're familiar with this whole thing, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not a great deal to report apart from the fact that everyone's frantically doing Christmas shopping and King Street, which is our main pedestrian road, is heaving with people. They're having said that I'm literally out of Boots, which is a big Boots, actually, because Florence Boots, who...
other stores
Trent
are available, obviously.
Here.
Good
so this is an early Boots, this one in Jersey.
And here was I thinking she was always Nottingham base. I'm going to pass this over to Ed and Gabriella to actually work through this, because this is a piece that actually went in to the Linkage Echo last week, and as ever, it's always nice to actually... About a year ago, I was commenting on the quality and excellence of their journalism and so on, and so we actually have this little line featuring yours truly, which I thought we might sort of do a little bit of interactivity here, because after all, you know, next week's edition has moved on from that point of view, so Ed, if you'd like to ask the questions, and I'll give you the answers and that sort of routine. It's got a brief sort of line here, which you may or may not be interested in. Alex Anthony Leftu has been teaching at the University of Lincoln since it opened in 1992. Actually, it didn't open then. It opened in 1997. But never mind. You know, it's gutted. I was actually teaching and working at the University of Humberside when that was there in 1992, but then we were in Hull. Anyway, he's one of the founders of community radio station Siren 107.3 FM. Yeah, that's true. And can still be heard on the airwaves. Isn't that amazing? It sounds as though he's so chronologically gifted. I should be in a geriatrics home. Never mind. Let's progress. First question, Ed.
OK, the question goes, what brings you to Lincoln, other than the left cheek mobile, of course.
And yeah, he didn't ask about that, did he? You know, it was, what brings you to Lincoln? I am from Middlesbrough, and I have worked at the university since the very beginning.
If you had to describe Lincoln in three words...
Just hold it on there.
Sorry.
This is the added, expanded version. You see, I would have gone on to actually explain what I actually do at Lincoln. Because obviously the implication there is that anybody who comes from Middlesbrough who's worked at the university is obviously the reason he comes to Lincoln. What else is there? You know, I'm sorry. I hope you're taking notes, Anna. We will be questioning you after this. Carry on. Next one.
So am I asking you to describe Lincoln in three words?
Just read the question, Ed.
Just read it as it says.
Exactly.
Nothing, we're not doing anything...
Nothing else.
Nothing too taxing.
This is all it's about.
Okay. If you had to describe Lincoln in three words, what would they be?
Printed, innovative, exciting and cultural. They've put four words down. Unbelievable. You know, four words. Gabriella, would you like to take the next thing and ask the next question from that point of view?
Where is your favourite tourist?
Yes.
I can't read.
Where is your favourite tourist spot in the city?
In the city, aside from the cathedral. I should actually wear my glasses right now.
Quite all right.
Print
don't
too
worry.
Small.
Another challenge with the Lincolnshire Echo. I'm sorry, Stephen Fletcher, but please, you know, let's just work our way. My response, the Arboretum, it is the perfect place to reflect on life. There's nothing more enjoyable than being surrounded by nature. I seem to recall I never actually gave that quote because it sounds as though I'm actually sort of one of those naturist people, which, you know, up to a point, yes. But, you know, nothing more enjoyable than being surrounded by nature. Surely on the planet we are. Ross, would you like to sort of...
Yeah, just one question. If there's one thing you could change about the city, what would it be?
I then say the road system needs to be completely transformed. It's not geared for the 21st century. Which is pretty much solid, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very true. And then Ed...
Tell us what you think is Lincoln's best-kept secret.
Yeah. A hidden gem is the Lincoln-inspired festival. It's an annual festival of literal, cultural and creative art. I'm sorry, what is literal, cultural and creative art? You know, literature, perhaps, you know, I might have said literature, but not literal, cultural and creative art. Now, I'm obviously, let's just get the message out here. That's the important thing. I'm not going to throw on that particular area. The next question, Gabriella.
What's your ideal night out in the city?
I think I should be paid for this. A trip to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Yay.
The quality and diversity of the performances make it a great night out. We'll just hold it there, because, I mean, that you cue yourself. Now, you, I mean, I can't believe you. There we are. I am shedding blood giving you those quotes there.
He does a very good job.
Bish, bash, bosh, straight in there. And needless to say, I haven't had anything from Sarah Bullimore. So does that inspire you, Anna, to actually say, ooh, that sounds really good. If that's what sort of Lincoln means to Alex Leftuke, well, I must check it out soon.
Well, you know, I think some people in Britain don't travel enough. And I think I'm one, well, when I lived in the UK.
Does that imply there are some people that you know who you'd like to travel a long way away from yourself, basically? And it's just.
Well, no, I just feel that, you know, not to travel is such a handicap in the sense that you don't see parts of the country that, you know, I misjudged parts of the country. I'm afraid I was a bit nasty about Nottingham once, having seen not a very nice part of it. And when I went there last, it must have been about 4 years ago, I was stunned. It's actually brilliant, Nottingham. And it was just like a 10-minute trek through, and I just thought, oh, yuck. And then I changed my mind. So I think, you know, all I know of Lincoln is in Bleak House, as in a shire,
yeah,
where that's where one of the houses of Mr. Dedlock is in the shire, and it's flat and dull and boring and raining all the time. So Dickens didn't do Lincolnshire any favours.
That's a fair point. I mean, Ross, you actually come from that hip and heady, sexy place in the country called Preston.
That's true.
Your views on Lincoln?
Lincoln's very nice. I mean, I moved here 7 years ago, and... I just like the kind of mix of the, kind of the old and the new, really. And but like you, Alex, the one thing I get frustrated with is the kind of transport links.
Well, it's not great, is it, really? No, I mean, if you don't... I mean, there's the escape committee to be formed as well, and there's all sorts of other stuff. But Gabrielle, I mean, from those sort of questions, do you think, well, you know, I can't believe this was a journalism graduate who did this interview? Actually, to be fair, they were trying to get Andrew David, but he was out of the country, so they sort of got me instead.
Oh, but you did really well as well. Oh, you did a good job.
Yeah. Anyway, your thoughts on Lincoln vis-a-vis Gibraltar, for instance?
Well, I came to Lincoln before coming to university, and I did really like it, and that's why it was my top choice. I just liked how old the town looks. You don't have them in Gibraltar. You only have big blocks. You don't really have houses. We have flats. So I came to Lincoln. I saw all the cute little old houses and steep hill, even though it was awful to walk up. I enjoyed the view, so...
Well, just for saying that, we actually can award, thanks to Anna Lewis, of course, and our good selves, I'm going to actually ask... Ross, to formally present Gabriella with her official reward for making several consecutive midweek drives and becoming a holiday.
Yay.
Yes,
here
they are.
Thank
it's
you.
Sorted three.
Serious?
And there's now no excuse whatsoever for you not to actually catch your first ever James Bond movie. And it's got the opening sequence, which is all about Gibraltar. You know, all shot in there. So we like that. Thank you for helping.
I'll definitely watch it when I get back home.
Exactly. We're talking to Anna Lewis, of course, of The Living Daylights. I don't know if you've ever seen The Living Daylights, but, you know, if you wish to.
No.
Well, if you see the opening sequence of that, just until the title sequence, it all takes place in Gibraltar.
Oh,
yeah?
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Well. So... Are you ready for Christmas in the Lewis household? Will you be sort of chilling out and relaxing, or is it a case of, I can't take this anymore?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to London on Sunday for a week. My daughter's 23, and we thought we'd have a bit of a festive knees up in her neck of the woods rather than in Jersey.
So you will not be present in Jersey over Christmas. The flags will be lowered.
Not.
Anna Lewis,
yep.
the whole sort of Lewis household will not be there.
Yeah.
I can tell you're shocked by this.
No, I'm still finding the size of the microphone shield quite amusing every time I look at it. It's nothing to do with Jersey at all at this particular point. But yes, welcome. And a good idea to go to London for Christmas. I think that's a fab idea.
And Covent Garden is stunning, apparently. Mm. They've got these huge, like, red baubles in the piazza that
they have,
are suspended from the ceiling. I love Covent Garden. It's full of, lovely lights and atmosphere
enough,
and stuff.
That is the place we normally use as our rendezvous point when we're doing location reports. So in previous routines, we use that. Whether we use it again when we're down, hopefully on January the 6th for the London Tullet Prebon boat show, who knows? But all exciting things. Ross, any questions you'd like to put down? I mean, have you been to Jersey yourself?
I haven't been to Jersey, actually, but I do quite regularly visit Guernsey. Which, I mean, it might be controversial, but I've got family out there, and it's really nice. Oh. I would love to come over to Jersey and have a look around sometime.
Yeah.
Cause,
it's, the boats are struggling today because of the wind. I know 3 days the boats have been cancelled.
Have you not told them to stop eating the sprouts? Sorry. Oh, well. And that was a tumbleweed just going through that whole sort of scenario there. Never mind. Somebody might have got it.
Thank you.
Very good. Right. There's something in the translation. Well, after that shocker, Anna Lewis is going to actually be in London as opposed to Jersey over the holiday period. I mean, Ed, you need to throw those last two questions out, and given that this is the last show of 2013, as we gear up for, obviously, the 8th of January.
And I think what we might do next time, Anna, is to put those questions to you that the... reporter put to Alex.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should do a similar kind of thing.
If you could start thinking, please, about how you'd describe Lincoln Jersey in three words. You've got three weeks to do that. So if you find some polite words.
I could go on to my response to, do you watch or follow any of Lincoln's sports teams? And the line that I have quoted as saying here, I was a regular supporter of the Lincoln ladies before they left the city, to me sounds a bit seedy, to be honest. You know, I just think, it does. Yeah, I also look out for the Lincolnshire Bombers, the women's roller derby team. Because obviously you bump into them, it could be great carnage on the roads. They were the first minority sport featured on Siren FM. And one, I think Sarah Bullimore would actually like this routine. If you could give £20,000 to any city or charity project, which would you choose and why? I would give the money to Lincoln Inspired Festival. It would enhance the cultural capital value of the city. She's probably not listening. Do you know, talking about little motifs of sort of irritation, Nikki Wells, whose birthday it is today, of course.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Haven't heard a diddly squat for her since she actually went to see The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, something Gabriella and myself will be going to see tomorrow. Ed would have been joining us, but got another meeting.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
And it's in the round as well. it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be winter outside, but in our heart it's spring. Will you return, Anna Marie?
I will indeed.